going to the bad place.
Or you're going, or
you can get a spanking. Mm-hmm.
And
not a whipping. A whipping is violent, a spanking is mild.
So there's a difference there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about, is there a difference in the thing you would use for whipping and spanking?
Yes, a switch, or a strap,
a
or a belt.
And which would you use for which?
Well, for just a little switching a light, you use a little light switch. A spanking probably be hand, but a whipping would probably be a belt or some object that would inflict pain, a lot of pain.
And say if you have do you have any grandchildren yet?
No grandchildren.
Now say you had a grandchild or something, and he was 3 inches taller this year than last year. You'd say, Bob, what in 1 year, Bob?
He grew.
Mm-hmm. And you might say to him, Bob, you certainly have
grown.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. A child is born to an unmarried woman. Any name for that?
Yes, he's an illegitimate or bastard. Mm-hmm.
Ever heard any very polite terms?
An outside child.
What about any jesting names that you might use?
No, I can't think of any.
What about any names used by other groups of people? Blacks, poor white, or?
No.
Ever heard that kind of child called volunteer?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Remind me to tell you a story about that. Okay. And so you have two daughters, Jane and Peggy, you might say. Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot more.
Loving.
Mm-hmm.
She's more affectionate.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, your brother's son is your
nephew.
A child has lost his father and mother.
He's an orphan.
Mm-hmm. And say if he's been put in an institution, is it still?
He's an orphan or a waif.
Mm-hmm. Or what?
Waif.
Waif. Never heard of that. And what about the person a court appoints to look after?
A guardian.
Mm-hmm. If you have a lot of cousins, nephews, and nieces around here, you might say the town is full of my
relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Or kinfolk.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you use the same word, relatives, for parents and grandparents?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about the people living in your same house, in the same house? Would you call them relatives or something else?
My family.
Mm-hmm. And so there's a woman and she has the same family name and looks a little like you. You might say, yeah, she has the same name and looks a little like me, but actually...
We aren't related.
Mm-hmm. And someone who comes into town and no one's ever seen him before, so...
Strange.
Mm-hmm. And what if he came from a different country?
He's a foreigner.
And what if he came old just from a long, not from a different country, but from a way up north somewhere? Is he still just a stranger?
Mm-hmm. Stranger.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call, use the term foreigner for somebody who's not from another country?
No.
What about, you ever heard it in jesting?
Yes, I have.
But that's not one you would normally
call? That would be kidding, and you'd probably say, oh, he's a foreigner. Mm-hmm. You know,
yes, something like that. Then in the next session, I'll ask you about some, I'll get you to say some names for me. The mother of Jesus.
Mary.
Mm-hmm. George Washington's wife.
Martha.
Yeah. And this is one that always gives me problems. A nickname for Helen that begins with N.
Nell.
Yeah. Or you might put a Y on it and have
Nellie.
Mm-hmm. You're the only person I've interviewed. I can get the same Nellie. I don't know why. Now.